Tiny Victories, the show where we offer up minor accomplishments and fleeting joys. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch.
She's back, everybody.
And I'm back from Book Leap. And each week on the show, I'm so excited. No, I'm like, I can't even say it.
Getting back in the swing of things.
Woohoo! No matter what kind of week we've all had, we'll share one thing that gives us a reason to get out of bed. It's something Laura and I, and now also Jackie and Laura and our guest host, call a tiny victory.
That's right. So thanks for joining us for the next 15 minutes or so. We invite you to hit pause on your anxiety. You should stop worrying about buying a California ghost town, and I'll stop worrying about who I am without Succession.
And I'll stop worrying about why killer whales are attacking random boats instead of attacking Jeff Bezos's yacht.
And now, let's get tiny.
Let's tiny it up. Coming up on the show, calling this one, Laura, Farmer Gurwitch.
Good. I like that you kind of gave it a growl.
Thank you. Yes.
Plus, we have a caller with a choir-related victory that I saved just for you, Annabelle.
Oh, thank you so much. But first, this week's episode is sponsored by our friends at Lumi Labs.
Lumi Labs.
Lumi Labs. I've been on book leave, but I haven't been without my Lumi Labs. Lumi Labs is a form of microdosing. It's microdose gummies that give you just this very small amount of THC. People, as you know, are using them to feel creative, to feel sort of relaxed, to get in the zone. My boyfriend and I use them to help us go to sleep at night. It's just so lovely. I have a half a gummy. I drift off into a lovely, lovely. It's like my sleep ritual, my sleep hygiene.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, it's very effective, works for a ton of people, and microdose is available nationwide. To learn more about microdosing THC, go to microdose.com and... this is a nice treat we have. Use code TINY, T-I-N-Y, to get free shipping and 30% off your first order. Links can be found in the show description, but again, that's microdose.com, code TINY.
And let's talk farming.
When I think of Annabelle Gurwitch, I think a world traveler, author, sophisticated lady. I think of a silly. She's silly. Farmer doesn't come to mind.
Really?
Very. Like, it would have to be such a long list for me to end up putting farmer on there.
Well, as you don't know, you know, I grew up on a small farm outside of my people are not farmers. I'm not a farmer.
Okay.
I grew up on a farm.
You are from Alabama.
I am from Alabama.
You are from country.
We had pecan trees, but okay.
Oh, we had one of those.
When I was growing up in Miami, though, Miami Beach, we did have some fruit trees, and I loved that, okay? We had key limes, and we had mangoes, and we had plantains, right?
All right. I'm hearing farmer in quotes.
Okay. All right. Well,
little F farmer.
A couple of years ago, a couple of years back, on the farm in my backyard in Los Feliz, California, I decided to plant an orchard. My orchard is a lemon tree and a plum tree. Okay.
And Los Angeles orchard.
Yes. Some years I have a bigger crop than others. And when I say crop, I use that word very loosely because
I think we're getting the hang of how loosely you're using all these words.
Okay. But some years I have lots of lemons. I have so many lemons that I'm always showing up people's houses, you know, with my bag of lemons. And I love it. I love it.
I genuinely love that. And can I tell you a tiny, tiny, little bitty, tiny.
Yes.
So what you just said, I don't, this is probably the case everywhere. I'm from Grand Prairie, Texas. And I think sometimes people would do that. Like, oh, we have a lot of figs or whatever.
I love
but
that.
But in LA, I see it specifically with lemons. Like, there's a time of year.
It's true.
There's a gathering of three or more. Someone will have a bushel of lemons. And my little tiny name drop thing is one time I was in a group and somebody brought a bushel of lemons. Like, I have too many lemons. Please take one. And that person was Jamie Lee Curtis. And I love her so much. Like, you take a lemon because it's a lemon, but I do consider it a little extra special because
that's very special.
It's a Jamie Lee Curtis.
So then I also have a plum tree. Now, the plum tree is a little more temperamental, but the first couple years, it didn't produce fruit. And then I had these, they're very small plums, but I would get like a bag full. I never had enough to share with other people, which is sort of subverts the fruit tree thing, but it's sort of like a fruit branch.
Can I ask you of a plum question?
Yes.
Did they get juicy, or were they always kind of tight and tart? To me, that's what plums do. If they're big and fat, they're kind of juicy and sweet.
This is like a mini plum tree. So these are like plums the size of large grapes. Okay.
Okay.
It's barely a thing.
I'm going to put plum in quotes in my head.
Plum
also
in quotes, but it, damn it, it's a plum tree. But so the last year, it was a terrible year in the orchard. It was my lemon tree because we'd had a drought.
Oh, yeah.
And I forgot to water through the drought. And my lemon tree produced 3 lemons. But these lemons were gigantic. They were like nuclear weapon lemons. It was kind of freaky and weird.
So it was only 3, but 3. They were, and this reference goes out to everyone within 3 to 5 years of my age, but they gave you Land of the Lost lemons.
Absolutely. The size of small baby heads.
Okay.
And, or footballs. Right. It was, and they were tasteless because there was something not right.
Oh, no.
But this year.
Okay.
With all the rain, which was really tough, and this is where the tiny victory comes in. You know, this the rain is was fantastic, but it also, there was a dark side to it. It was too much.
Oh,
we had some landslides.
There were some problems.
You can have too much rain. It was too set. The land was oversaturated, but in my backyard, it is giving me the tiny victory of a lemon tree that has so many flowers. I know I'm going to get a big crop.
That's
now,
neat.
The plum tree, there is a single plum ripening on that fucking tree.
I am seeing them as like they're moody teenagers. like one of them had a mood and then blossomed, and you're like, oh, they came out of their moody stage, and then the other one's like, well, I don't even need that.
Yeah, I have to say, I mean, after a couple years of nothing, to see this little plum, I honestly, I'm like cry thinking about it. I can actually see it from my window where I am. I'm so proud of this tree. I'm so proud of my little teenager plum tree.
Aww.
And I am going to, God damn it, I am going to cherish that. I do not, because you know when I had a couple years of lots of plums, lots of lemons, you just took it for granted. Like, oh my God, yeah, here they come. And I don't take it for granted. And I just feel like that one single plum, God, I'm going to just savor that. It's the size of a grape, so I can't savor it for that long, but it's a tiny savor, and I'm very excited about it, and I really appreciate it, and I'm so proud of my little tree, and I'm so happy that I can appreciate my single, tiny, tiny plum.
A tiny victory in a tiny plum.
In the Gerwich orchard. Why am I turning into Katharine Hepburn with my orchard? I'm not sure.
It's like you go nor'eastern, like a Pepperidge Farm remembers when you think of a farmer.
I'm a Gerwich Pepperidge Farm kind of thing. It's a northeastern farm.
I get it. Well, congratulations on your one tiny fruit.
Thank you. We're going to take a quick break so you can hear from another show on the network. When we come back, Laura saved a call that she felt was intended for me from our hotline calls. That's a tiny victory. Savings, holding on to something. It's amazing.
You probably already have a favorite animal. Maybe it's a powerful apex predator like the tiger or a cute and cuddly panda. And those are great. But have you considered something a little more unconventional?
Could I perhaps interest you in the Greenland shark, which can live for nearly 400 years? Or maybe the jewel wasp, who performs brain surgery on cockroaches to control their minds?
On Just the Zoo of Us, we review animals by giving them ratings out of 10 in the categories of effectiveness, ingenuity, and aesthetics. Listen with friends and family of all ages to find your new favorite animal with Just the Zoo of Us on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to Tiny Victories. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gerwich.
I do want to take a second to acknowledge. So you needed some time to work on your book, and I just wanted to say welcome back. We missed you. I believe I speak for everyone listening. I love Jackie and Lori, always will. We're ride or dies, but we missed you. You were missed.
Thank you so much. I love, though, that the show went on and you guys had great shows. And I loved hearing new perspectives, because that's always been our intention, is to cultivate a tiny victory frame of mind. And in some ways, having guest hosts, really, we were living the message, which is that everybody can cultivate a tiny victory frame of mind. I love hearing other people's, how they take that. So I thought that was a really fun experiment, and I hope we can do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is very fun, because no one ever goes, ooh, I don't know. Like, people, one thing I love about this show is people light up of like, there's a place to put that. Like, everybody has these tiny victories. Yes. I was talking to a guy just today, and he was like, had mentioned to a girl he was, you know, interested in and texting with, you know, you got to take the little wins. And I'm like, yes, all those things. Everybody has them. We don't know where to put them. So put them on the show.
Exactly. And so this call came in, and you guys know I've talked about being in a choir for so many years. And so choir stories are really close to my heart. And a choir story came in.
Hi, Laura and Annabelle. My name is Cindy. I love your show. Annabelle's comments on her community choir, I loved, because I was heavily involved in choir in high school, and my high school's choir room just burned to the ground the other day. Absolutely torched. It's gutted. The only thing left standing are the walls. The tiny victory part is how many people from the community stepped up to donate instruments, donate rehearsal space to both the choir and the band and orchestra, because they lost their spaces as well. And so the tiny victory is the potential goodness in people. Thanks for the show. Bye.
Okay, I love this call for so many reasons. It's so, so sweet. I mean, first of all, I'm so sorry about the choir building burning.
Yeah.
But the choir ethos is better together.
Community.
I feel like, you know, people say, like, I feel you. I feel this call. I feel this victory.
Yes, absolutely. Stuff's going to happen. Yeah. You know, like, that's, I think, something that I was raised very protected. My mom wanted me to have kind of this is the wrong phrase, because I want to say like a Disney childhood, but they were all orphans, so that's a bad example.
She wanted you to have a Roald Dahl childhood.
There you I guess so. So my brain still sometimes is like, oh no, tragedy. But the truth is, things like this are going to happen, and you do, like Mr. Rogers said, like you look for the helpers. And it is beautiful. Something like choir and music and community and people donating their instruments and their time. And I find it always happens. Yeah. Something bad happens and there's an instinct of where can I be useful? What can I do?
I love it.
Beautiful.
It makes me so happy. And it's just a reminder of the way to be, and that can happen, because I always have catastrophic thinking, like, yep, and now it's over. But not necessarily. Yeah.
Have I told you, whenever I tell a story, I'm always afraid I've told it 15 times. My brother has farmland. So this ties in with both of our segments. So my brother has a 300-acre ranch, and sometimes there's miles-wide fires in Texas. And a fire came through, came up on his property, basically melted the storage shed. Yeah. His cattle had
to be rescued
and taken off. And I know it's a whole other thing, but yes. So I call him, and I'm trying to bond, right? My brother and I are very, very, very different. And I'm trying to bond, and I'm just like, oh, that's horrible. Are you so upset? I'm so sorry. And this is what my brother said, and it haunts me. He said, well, that's just what Mother Nature has to do sometimes, I guess. Wow. Right. I was like, look, I can get there after journaling for three weeks and a couple of, you know, 50 sound baths and a meditation retreat or 10 or like I can juggle crystals and get there. But I was like, that's just how he sees the world. Is he's just like, well, that's just what happens. And anyway, chef's kiss to moderate thinkers.
Oh my God, that sets the bar to a place I'll never get to, but I love. That's it for this week's show. So happy to be back.
Yes, and thank you to everyone who calls in. We may not be able to share your victory right away, but we love doing episode sharing listener victories, so please keep them coming. You can call the Tiny Victory Hotline at 323-285-1675.
You can also record your Tiny Victory on any voice memo app of your choice. Email us the audio. Our email is tinyvictories@maximumfun.org.
If you have a comment or suggestion about any of our episodes, we want to hear from you. Please call, email, reach out on Instagram or Twitter. Our handle for both platforms is @GetTinyPod. And we'd love it if you could leave us a review and a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. It really helps the show.
And help us get the word out. Tell your friends, family, anyone you meet that you think needs a little bit of goodness in their farm.
Thanks to Brian Swartz for our theme music. Our producer is Laura Swisher, and our editor is Nihar Patel.
We'll see you next week. In the meantime, may you have crop loads full of tiny victories.
This is a production of Maximum Fun.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.